All right, so movies opening up today. Oh. Scary ones. I guess it really doesn't matter. We're not reviewing any of the movies that open up today.
Oh, we're not?
No. Doesn't Stay open up today?
I don't know.
No, that came out last week, but I've heard good things about it.
Well, we'll just do scary movies is what we're doing.
You're telling me they didn't see Saw 2?
I don't know. The thing is, we met in the last couple of weeks, we met Don and John. They work at a big corporation here in town.
That has no name.
They have great personalities. They've been reviewing movies for us for about 2 weeks, and they're pretty darn good, and they're a lot of fun. They're not married together.
No.
No.
But Don and John are on the air right now to review, I think, The Fog and Stay, two movies that are not topical that no one's talking about today.
Whatever.
Which is great, Don and John.
What are you doing to them? They're nice people, and I told them to do Halloween movies.
Oh, good.
So it's my fault.
Everyone's like, oh, a Halloween movie, what'd you see? Did you see Halloween 1? No. Halloween 2? 3, 4, 5? No. What'd you see? Stay.
Well, Halloween
Stay
one
is a Halloween
82?
Scary movie.
Sure it is. All right, Don and John, you guys there?
We're here.
Good morning.
Don't take that from them. Don't take that.
Us already.
Don't take that from him. He's very surly today.
No, Rich told me that you guys were going to do Halloween movies. I thought, oh, maybe you're going to review like the classics. But no. I see here on my high-tech computer screen that it's The Fog and Stay.
It's as close as we could get the stuff that's actually in the theater.
Right.
Yeah, and we couldn't see Saw yet because there was no premiere for that one. So
I just don't get how these two aren't married. They sound so good together. They sound like they should be married. Why aren't they married?
Actually, John's wife is on the line.
Would we be arguing if we were married?
I'm sorry.
What? John, your wife is on the line.
She better not be.
Melissa.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you don't sound like you should be married to him at all.
Good morning, Missy.
He's the man.
Here, John.
In the world? She had strict orders not to do this.
No, I just wanted to say that Don's my hollaback girl. She's all that.
You're my hero.
She puts Pamela Anderson to shame, so.
See, she must be hot.
I don't believe Don is hot.
They're messing with you, you think?
Don is very hot.
Don
are you
hot.
Kidding?
Don is on MySpace, and she emailed me on MySpace, and she doesn't have a picture up there.
Oh, wait, so, that's the hot chicks, though. The hot chicks.
No.
Do.
Yeah, they don't want.
Yes, they do.
Because they don't want no play. No. She's married. She doesn't want a bunch of guys emailing
her. Hot chicks are, is Don married?
Yeah, I'm
married.
I don't believe that she's. I think nothing wrong, with Don. I think you got a great personality, but I don't believe you're attractive. I think that you're probably a giant gorilla.
Oh hey, we're gonna come out and see Carrie at the casino tonight, so Carrie can let you know.
Good. Okay. I'll see you there.
Yeah,
all right.
We can tell y'all about it.
Hey, will you guys bring her a movie script so she? Well, actually, I have one for you, Carrie, on my desk.
Okay,
right.
I'll read it
from their movie, the story of two torn cross lovers who wouldn't give love a chance.
Two lovers who are married who work at a giant missile corporation.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Will he drop the wife who says, holler back, girl?
Oh, the wife's hot, too.
Of
yeah, I've been trying to work the old threesome thing for some time.
Wow. I can't believe that there's a gorgeous woman that works where she works.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. There's some hotties over there.
We have them, too.
Let me see.
And what was I going to say? I just got totally distracted by something. Oh, I think, John, if you put the list of people you want to party with, will you put John Jay on there?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Me and John Jay.
You are fun. You're fun. You're social.
Party with?
You're the guys I want to party with if I ever get on the radio.
I'm fun at a party.
John Jay's fun at a party.
I am a blast
at a
party.
You kidding me?
This is the guy that wants to walk into John Cougar Mellencamp. And this is the guy that rates everybody's customer service, like how fast he gets a drink.
Those aren't party qualities.
That's real life. the partying thing. He's
Let's
good at the
do
party.
It. Let's party.
Oh, he's the dude that vanishes. You turn around and he's like in his car.
It's
home.
Getting me to the party.
Yeah.
That is the once I'm there, girl. Look
lethal.
Out.
See, it's great because John Jay can get people plied with liquor.
Yeah.
And make them say things and stuff like that they would normally say.
That'll work great.
I am the puppet master for drunk people where I get them to do my bidding for me.
You are right.
Hey, go over there and tell that guy he's a loser. Yeah. And then there's a big bar fight and it's big fun.
Then you stand back laughing.
All right, Don and John, let's talk Halloween movies. What do you have?
Okay.
All right. We did, in fact, see The Fog and Stay, and we're going to start with The Fog.
Yes, The Fog. All right, I got to tell you guys, oh, my God. I mean, completely horrifying.
What?
Terrifying.
Really?
Not The Fog.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I'm talking about the process that Hollywood used to pick which movies they make.
You nerd.
The Fog. I swear to God, talk about nerd. Listen to this one. The Fog must be named The Fog because it leaves you really hazy as to why this stupid movie is supposed to be scary.
This movie takes place on an island off the coast of Oregon. So apparently back in the 1800s, a sailing ship carrying passengers plagued with leprosy came to the island looking for a home. And the natives on the island decided to protect themselves, so they set the ship on fire and killed everyone on board. So
Good
now
plan.
The ghosts are mad. Yeah. So they have returned to the island in the fog. And they decided to get revenge or maybe claim a lost love. Not really sure, because that wasn't clear. The movie is full of contrived scenes, transparent dialogue, and phony-looking special effects. And the story's pretty hard to buy because at any moment you expect a star, you know, Tom Welling from Smallville, to leap tall buildings in a single bound instead of being scared by some mamsy-pamsy ghost people. But he does act scared, sort of. And his female co-stars scream a lot, and they all run headlong into, of course, the middle of the fog.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And they're all in booty shorts. It's like, oh, God, are you kidding
me? We're a country that has braved hurricanes. Fog is just not a severe enough weather pattern.
Yeah. Yeah.
This movie is about as imaginative as its title, Fog. I mean, in scary movies, you either have, like, gore, or they startle you
suspense.
A lot. You know, you're like, don't look down the drain, something will grab you. Or they, you know, like Poltergeist to me was like a really scary movie where I couldn't sleep at night. This one didn't do any of those. I mean, there was nothing scary about it. If you've ever gone to a theater about 2 hours before the movie starts and sat and watched those ads, that's about what it's like to watch this movie.
Poltergeist, have you ever seen Poltergeist, John Jay? Is that one of the ones you won't watch?
I won't see it.
Okay, that's a Steven Spielberg movie, obviously, right?
Yep.
And for as unbelievable as
the
special effects and the premise are, you totally buy into everything that's going on because it seems like there's no way it's not happening, and that's what scares the crap out of
you. It's a really well-done movie.
You think it could happen. You're laying it in your bed at home going, oh, my God, what if that did happen?
It's been on TV a little bit, and I'll watch little sections of it.
Yeah.
And to me, it is this fright, that clown in that kid's room and the tree and all that stuff. It's just stuff that freaks you out when you're a kid.
Totally. Yep.
And it is so frightening.
Yep.
That movie is great. Yeah. God, that's a great movie.
And it's hard for me to say that I didn't see it because I enjoy all the works of Craig T. Nelson.
Mm. Oh, is he in that?
He's a dad.
Is that Coach?
Oh, yeah, Coach,
And little Heather O'Rourke, the girl that got stuck in the TV.
Oh, yeah.
She was Ashley Pfister's daughter in Happy Days who was dating Fonzie.
Oh, that's right.
And she died.
Yeah.
She got sucked into a TV. That's how she died.
She died in real life.
Did a couple people from that movie die? There's like a whole thing behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think, weren't there several girls that played that part over the years that all had problems or something?
I did not see Poltergeist 2 again.
Jeez. That was scary, too. Poltergeist 2 and Poltergeist 3, all terrifying.
All right, now let's talk about Stay.
Okay,
Stay, if you've already seen this movie, make sure that before you see it, you see this movie first. Okay?
What?
I get it.
That's what this movie is all about.
That's actually very, very dang clever.
I don't get it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The premise of the movie.
I am coming to see you tonight, Carrie.
That's actually really
You're
catchy.
Broke up, right?
Yeah.
All right.
John, you're married. Hello?
Once you get the premise.
So leave me alone.
All right, what's the premise of the movie?
Okay, so Stay begins when a therapist who's played by Ewan McGregor, which Obi, of course, knows because from the whole Star Wars thing, he fills in for a sick colleague and meets a college student who's determined to kill himself in 3 days.
Boom.
So this begins a confounding and literally mentally jarring journey to learn the truth and save the boy before he follows through with his plan. But here's what you have to do. You have to pay close attention to every color, every number, every scene, character, everything that's going on because everything means something, at least I think. Along the way, a blind man can see, a dead woman is hungry, and a psychiatrist is schizophrenic. Endless twists and turns lead you through flashbacks, forwards, and maybe even sideways to end when you learn the truth, or at least some of it.
Is it a surprise kind of ending in this movie?
Yeah, this is the kind of movie that you think is either a phenomenal masterpiece or a total piece of trash, but you can't really figure out which it is. But it's like Vanilla Sky that I kind of liked and Jacob's Ladder, which I really liked but didn't understand, and that it blurs the lines between reality and imagination. So you get, you know, you're trying to pick these clues apart to see how this is going to turn out. And in the end, it's like solving a puzzle, but in the end, you're not really sure you had all the pieces, but it's still a lot of fun.
Who's in Stay? Who's in this movie?
Ewan
I keep
McGregor.
On forgetting. Oh, yeah,
Ewan McGregor and Ryan Gosling from The Notebook.
That's right, Ryan Gosling, because Ryan Gosling's talking to his dad, and then somebody says, hey, your dad's a nice guy.
Yeah
he was when he was alive. And
exactly.
Then they show these glowing eyes. I'm like, okay, check, please.
Yeah.
Don thinks John Jay would like this because he's into the Lost thing and figuring out clues and this and that.
Is it like, do you remember, did you guys ever see The Usual Suspects?
Yes.
Do you remember at the end when it all started getting pieced together? Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is it like that type of ending?
It is, but it's really far at the end. If you look back on it, it gave you the clues to kind of try to figure it out during the way through. But even a couple days later after seeing the movie, we're still talking about it, trying to figure out if we really picked up on what was going on, if that's really meant.
You know what it's like? Do you guys remember seeing Memento? Not necessarily, like, as you're leaving the theater thinking, that was either really good, brilliant,
or a waste of time.
Or a complete mess.
Right.
And then it takes you a couple days and it's like, wow, that was really good.
It would be
exactly
like Memento when, if you, at the end, you're like, now I get the whole story, but there was this part that doesn't really fit in with what I thought the solution was. So you don't know if they've made a mistake or you've missed something.
Maybe they put out like red herrings to kind of lead you in a wrong direction.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see the director's cut on this when
DVD
comes out.
Cool movie to rent for Halloween, and especially if you like turn it up loud and watch it and with the lights off. And it's not necessarily a horror movie, but it's just a great Halloween movie. It's like that. Is that movie Dead Again? You ever seen Dead Again?
Yeah, I haven't. Who's in it?
It's really good. Well, the people that are in it are like these British.
Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson, who were really married in real life at the time. They're not anymore. And Robin Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
You know what's funny is here at the radio, it's Friday today. Halloween is on Monday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so people at the radio station are coming into work today dressed as Halloween characters.
Yeah, the sales department.
But what's funny is Monday's Halloween. So you can actually do it on Monday. It's doing it Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Well, do you know what they're doing?
Why?
It's actually really cool. All the sales department. What is it, Rich? All the sales department's getting together, and they're going out to visit all their clients today.
Drop off trick-or-treats.
So you do that on Monday.
But
it's
a lot
Halloween.
Of people, you know, are either out on Halloween or whatever.
That's why they don't like you over there.
Don and I came in dressed.
That's a bad idea.
You crap all over their ideas. That's why they don't like you.
You know what? That's a good point.
Halloween is Monday. You do it on Monday.
Let them have their moment. Encourage them.
If Halloween was over the weekend, if it was on Saturday, then I get today, Friday, let's dress up and let's go out and do that stuff. But Halloween's on Monday, so you can dress up and do that all on Monday.
But a lot of
Halloween.
People don't work on Halloween. A lot of people take
Nobody
off.
Takes off Halloween unless you're in Wicca.
All right, John Jay. You go to the meeting all by yourself.
You know someone that takes off on Halloween?
Yeah, actually,
Who?
I do.
You're not going to be here Monday.
When I had a real job.
Mentally.
No, you won't be there on Monday.
No, when I had a real job, I did take off early because when you have young kids, you don't
take
want
off early.
Listen,
different.
You don't want them out there with all the freaky like 17-year-olds that have like fake hammers coming out of their heads and stuff. So you take them trick or treating them much earlier, like 4 or 3.
Four?
So, yeah. Seriously.
Listen, kids
While
in my neighborhood.
Work.
I'm going to be different. Napping at 4. You come over for candy at my house. Wait, I'm going to be checked out.
That's different. You're talking about taking off early to go trick or treating with your kids.
So what if the salespeople?
Well, the salespeople can go deliver to their clients at 10 a.m. on Monday on Halloween.
Let them have their moment.
All I got to say is,
they look
3 days before
you
Halloween.
Get to walk through the hallway. As
he doesn't walk through the hall.
I guess that's true.
I'm out of here. All right, Don and John, great job. I actually want to say C-Stay, but actually I don't.
Go C-Stay.
I like you guys.
Yeah, I do too.
I think you guys do a really good job.
Good.
Thank
well,
you very much.
You
we appreciate it.
You guys make me, they make me forget I'm here. It's so beautiful.
Is that a good thing?
And it makes us forget we're here, so it's all working
better.
Out. Yeah.
All right, it's 8:11. Coming up next, we are either going to have a carving contest among people that show up here, or Carrie, Rich, and I are going to have a carving
Let's
contest.
Let's go.
It's all
Let's go.
With chainsaws.
Let's go.
In the KRQ parking lot.
Bring it.
Next on KRQ.